Richard Starkey gained international attention when, barely out of his teens and known as Ringo Starr, he played drums for the Beatles. His career didn't end when the band broke up. He's recorded many albums since then. His latest is called Ringo 2012. NPR's David Green gave it a listen.
Those looking for flashes of the Beatles on this new album, well, maybe. This is the day, no turning away. This is an anthem. Despite the fame the Fab Four brought him, Ringo Starr has made an effort to be his own man.
I was asked many times to write my autobiography, but basically people only want the 8 years I was in the Beatles. They're not really interested in my...
You're like, there are other important times, too.
There are. There'd be 10 volumes before I got to the Beatles. You know, after we split up, it was pretty difficult to get your own identity. You were still, like, you know, one of the Beatles. And I did 17 CDs. This is my 17th record. Let's talk about that. When I was a kid in Liverpool, the rain never stopped, but the
sun always shone in my mind. In Liverpool. On this album, Ringo Starr does go back to his roots in Liverpool. He sings about the lads he grew up with. And let's be clear, we're not talking about those lads, John, Paul, and George.
I had a lot of friends before the Beatles. From when I was 5 till I was 18, there was 3 of us in the neighborhood, and we did everything together. Me and the boys, me and the gang, living our fantasy.
How was it for you? Ringo wrote or co-wrote most of the songs on this CD. He says he never composes a song the same way twice. Sometimes he starts with the rhythm, sometimes it's the lyrics. One of his most famous songs came to him in his sleep.
I went to bed that night, and just as I was falling asleep, I heard this sound in my mind going, "Back off, Boogaloo." I said, "Back off, Boogaloo." So I had the melody and the words going here. So I ran downstairs to put it on tape in those days and get that down, because as I was singing it, which was really weird, "Back off," it was turning into, "Oh, the sun, it's turning into Mac the Knife." I say, "No, not Mac the Knife.
We got to stay away from
back
that.
Back off." Things like that just come from God. You can't plan everything in your life. Things just arrive and you can go with it. Back off.
One song that does stand out on the new album, Ringo 2012, is a sentimental one. It's called Wonderful, and it's about his wife of 30-plus years, Barbara Bach. And we made it through the way we always do. Because for me and you, the worst it ever was wonderful. I don't want to pry, but I've read that one of the very difficult things that you went through together as a couple was battling alcoholism. And I just wondered how she helped you through something so hard like that.
I had a really problem with substance abuse. We both did, really, but this is not me talking about her. And anyway, I came out of a blackout and I asked her to make a phone call, and which she did. And that's how it started. You know, I ended up in a 12-step rehab. And so far, so good. Step lightly. You're
moving too fast. Take your time, boy. His new album is what we've come to expect from Ringo Starr. It's biographical, upbeat, and optimistic. He said goodbye to us with his customary
peace and love to everybody out there.
That's Ringo Starr, and I'm David Green, NPR News.
And this is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep.